Madura Ravachan Wasserman, we're starting a new topic, and that is Be'ulei Agadot. Ravachan Wasserman is going to take Agadic pieces in the Shas and explain them. So the Talmud tells us in Tractate Sota, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasuta Ruach. The topic here is the punishment for those who have bad traits. So it says, whoever has Gasuta Ruach, whoever has arrogance, and Afaroni Na L'Tchiyat Amitim, when we'll have the resurrection of the dead, his dirt doesn't get resurrected. Tosas asks, why isn't this enumerated in the Mishnah in Tractate Sanhedrin? The Mishnah says all Jews have a portion in the world to come, and then the Mishnah says, Ve'ilu shen lem chelek la'olam haba, the following people do not have a portion in the world to come. Ve'adam al perik bato dektubot, ha'me'arutz enan chayin, you have another line in Talmud that says about people who never learned Torah, that they won't come back. So why doesn't the Mishnah enumerate that? So Rav Elchanan Wasserman asks an important question. He says, our Gemara in Sota is talking about Tchiyat HaMetim, the resurrection of the dead. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin is talking about the world to come. Mikol makom shapirikshu, nonetheless, the Tosas is asking a good question. Because what you see over there seems a little different than the way the Rambam does it. The Rambam says Tchiyat HaMetim and Olam HaBa are two totally distinct things. But the Mishnah over there says one of the people who do not merit the world to come is someone who says there will never be a resurrection of the dead. V'atam b'gmar Hashem, and the Talmud over there explains the reason. Hu kafar b'tchiyat HaMetim, lefichach lo yeh lo chelek b'tchiyat HaMetim. He denied the resurrection of the dead, so Hashem says he shouldn't have a portion in the resurrection of the dead. You see, when the Mishnah says that these people don't have a portion in the world to come, the Mishnah is also talking about the resurrection of the dead. So that's why Tosas is asking, why doesn't the Mishnah enumerate a person who is arrogant? If the Talmud here is saying that arrogance leads to a person not being resurrected. So it would seem that if we take the central question they asked, the mitponen b'seder mishnayot sham yireh lehedya da'atana kachashiv azil, if you look closely at what's happening in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, you see that the Mishnah is going in order. The Mishnayot over there are enumerating the different punishments that the Torah describes. Arba mitot beitin, the Mishnah begins with, in an earlier chapter, what are the four death penalties that the Torah gives, that the courts would administer. Then the Mishnah speaks about chayvei mitot bidei shamayim, what are the actions that would lead to a person getting the death penalty at the hands of heaven? And then the Mishnah speaks about Elu Shekanaim Pogim Ben, the people who, it says it's up to the zealots to take care of them. So the Mishnah goes in order. Uvmasech Makot Tani Velo En Alokim, then the continuation of Tractate Sanhedrin is Tractate Makos. So the Mishnah in Makos describes who are the people that get hit as a punishment from the court. Ulvasov, Elu Shenem Chelk L'Olam Haba. So the conclusion of it all is what the Mishnah says, who doesn't have a portion in the world to come. Haynu Sha'avira Mechayevet Bonish Zeh Sheyafsidu Olam Haba. And what's really happening here is there's a direct link. When a person does something, so then they get the punishment. A person can do something and get the punishment that they don't have a portion in the world to come. Aval Hada Me'arutz Enan Chayin Eino B'Torat Onesh Al Avera Shel Bitul Torah. But let's take the case where the Talmud says, if a person doesn't learn Torah, they won't merit the world to come. They're not getting punished because they wasted their time and didn't learn Torah. Because let's take a child that was abducted. He couldn't learn Torah. It's not his fault. But he doesn't come back in the world to come. Because the light that allows a person to come back after he's passed away is the light of Torah. So even though it's not his fault, but he doesn't have it, it's like a person saying, it's not my fault, I didn't have the money, I didn't buy the stock. It's not your fault, right? But when the stock went up, you don't have it. It's not your fault, granted. But bottom line, you don't have it.
But as you say, Hashem decided that he was born into this situation and yet so that for whatever reason, it wasn't right for him. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened.
So we need to get back to that. We're out of time.
Yeah,
wait, remind me.
Something like this. You know, like 4 minutes cut them. Okay, get married. It's not quite enough.
Yeah, so that We have to get back
not
to that.
Not to mention, if you're basking in the Shekhinah, hopefully you live the right life. What is the big advantage to be back here for the SMAC?
That's another question. We dealt with that once.
Yeah, yeah.
Remind me, we'll get back to
that. Higher in return, that was great. But, you know, it's